Good morning, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome to UBS's Top of the Morning podcast. So today we turn our focus back to thematic investing and discuss what the election outcome means for a variety of investment themes spanning healthcare to technology to sustainability. So joining me here on the line for the conversation is Michelle Liberty, thematic investing associate for the Americas with the UBS Chief Investment Office. So Michelle, good morning to you. Welcome back to Top of the Morning. And looking forward to our conversation today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And Michelle, I do want to point out to our listeners and especially our clients up front that the nature of our conversation will actually tie right into a recent edition of the House View Weekly, the Regional View for the U.S., which was authored on November 10th. That involved Laura Kane, head of Thematic Research Americas, as well as our chief investment officer for the Americas, Salita Marcelli. Title was Navigating the Transition with Thematic Opportunities, and it touched on quite a few within healthcare, tech, sustainability, all of which that we'll cover, but maybe we can take them in order. So to start things off, Michelle, I'll ask you, what are the implications of the election outcome coupled with this week's vaccine developments to healthcare themes?
Sure, it's a great question. So all campaign season, investors were grappling with this uncertainty of what healthcare policy changes we might see with a new administration. And remember, too, before Biden was the Democratic nominee, we were hearing even more extreme proposals in the healthcare space. And what this was doing was putting a bit of a political overhang on the healthcare sector as a whole. And now that we have a little bit of a clearer picture going past the election, investors are looking at the potential for that blue wave outcome that at one time looked pretty likely looking at polling. But now, and I want to be careful here because we don't know the Senate outcome at this time. We're not going to know the Senate outcome until the two Georgia runoff elections. But at this time, it's looking a lot less likely to have that blue wave outcome. And what I mean by blue wave is Democratic control of both the Senate and the House. So without that blue wave outcome, investors are looking at this and thinking, there's a lot less chances for sweeping healthcare policy changes. So that's helped to alleviate at a high level, some of that political overhang that I mentioned. And at the same time, though, since that result is not known for sure yet, we could continue to see some volatility, and that's why we are recommending investors take a diversified approach and really focus on thematic opportunities. And in the healthcare space specifically, there are a couple of themes that we're pointing to. First, life science tools, medical devices. We're also looking at genetic therapies. During COVID-19, genetic sequencing kind of reminded investors the potential in genetic therapies. So that's another area that we like and expect to see high growth in the years ahead. And finally, we like the health tech theme. And we're looking at innovative companies that will provide digital tools, things like wearables. Again, we saw during the pandemic, things like telemedicine were really accelerated. And we think that's really just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to innovation and further digitalization of the healthcare space. And then to your point on the vaccine news, I would just say, this is broadly positive for cyclical, pockets of the market. And I also would say outside of the healthcare space, I would just point to our reopening theme. This is a positive for, again, that cyclical story of companies that are tied to the reopening of the economy. So broad positive there coming out of that vaccine news as well.
Thank you, Michelle. And to your point, the pandemic seems to have accelerated quite a few trends and themes within the healthcare space that we will continue to monitor very closely. Maybe we can pivot over to the technology space. So what does the election outcome, and again, as you pointed out, the composition of Congress still quite not known as of today, but what does the outcome to the extent of which that we we know one, mean for the progression of wireless technology or 5G, which we've spoken a lot about a previous Top of the Mornings?
So as you mentioned, yeah, 5G, we've talked about it a lot even prior to the election. This is a space that we see opportunity in, specifically 5G infrastructure. Now, as it relates to the election, we don't expect Biden to come in and take or adopt a much easier stance on China. You know, that's not something that we expect him to do right away or if at all. And to that point, 5G is actually one of the rare areas of bipartisan support. And specifically, as it relates to the technology relationship between China and the U.S., we do expect what we call a bipolar tech world to continue, and this could benefit U.S. incumbents, whether it's under Biden or Trump. So we do like 5G infrastructure still, and I say infrastructure specifically just because that's where we see more of the near-term opportunity relative to smartphones. So again, like 5G for the longer term, and 5G infrastructure specifically is where we see the opportunity now.
Michelle, maybe we can spend a few moments talking about green themes. I know at the time, candidate Joe Biden, this is going back to June timeframe, he talked about a $2 trillion green infrastructure package, a lot of momentum from candidate Biden, but keeping in mind that was hinging on a blue wave scenario that did not quite come to fruition. So given the composition of government, are there those green themes that stand to benefit based on the election outcome, this probable divided outcome?
Sure, it's a great question. We've been getting this question a lot, so I'm glad you asked. I'll start by saying we do like these green themes for the longer term. And what I mean by green themes, just to define it a little bit more specifically, are sustainability or climate-linked themes. So three that we're really touching on specifically, smart mobility, energy efficiency, and renewables. And to your point, you know, these have performed very, very well coming into the election. And investors, again, were looking at those polls, thinking that we could have a blue wave, and renewables and the group was really, really outperforming going into that election. So I think the next thing that this group is really going to be looking to is the runoff elections in Georgia. So without, you know, knowing that Senate makeup yet, we definitely could see continued volatility, especially given that performance that I mentioned prior or earlier this year. So we do caution investors to taking a diversified, long-term approach, look past that near-term volatility and position for this longer-term growth story. And I want to reiterate that regardless of who is in the White House, the economic drivers are there for these themes. So renewables, for example, have seen dramatic cost declines in the past couple of years that has helped them become a lot more attractive relative to other forms of energy generation. We also have political support from some of the world's largest economies, so the EU, China, Japan. They all have robust plans to transition to a zero-emission economy. So this should help provide some further support outside the U.S., in addition to state and local regulations in the U.S. So we have those to kind of add a buffer, in the absence of federal policy. Because, as you mentioned, without that blue wave, it's going to be a lot more difficult for Biden to pass a large $2 trillion climate plan in a split Congress. Of course, he does have other tools at his disposal. We could see him use executive action to reverse some of the rollbacks of environmental regulations that the Trump administration used over the past couple of years. So he does have those other tools at his disposal, outside of passing that large plan. But again, I really think, these things are going to be looking to that Georgia runoff election. And While we do like the growth story here for the medium to long term, we just caution investors to, again, look past that volatility, position for the longer term, and focus on that part of the market.
Thank you, Michelle. And maybe one quick housekeeping item to hit on before we close out. I know you've previously spoken about the Campaign Warriors theme. Now that Election Day is behind us, what's the status of that theme?
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned it. We actually recently published a closure report. The purpose of the Campaign Warriors theme was to gain exposure to companies that we didn't think were overly exposed to election sensitivity. So, we looked at things like potential changes in tax, healthcare policy, energy policy, and the list is really looking to perform in line with the S&P, but avoid some of that election-related volatility. So now that campaign season is mostly behind us, and of course, as I said a few times today, there's still a few things to iron out, but campaign season, for the most part, is behind us, and so we've moved to close that theme.
Well, Michelle, thank you for your time and insight and for joining us on the Top of the Morning podcast to update us on the implications of the election outcome as it stands today to a variety of investment themes. And we'll look forward to having some follow-up conversations in the months to come.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you, Michelle. And again, today we have been joined by Michelle LaLiberty, Thematic Investing Associate for the Americas with the UBS Chief Investment Office. So before we close out again, I do want to point out to our listeners and our clients that you can locate that House View Weekly Regional View for the U.S. piece that ties right into our conversation this morning, that title, Navigating the Transition with Thematic Opportunities. And again, that was authored on November 10th. Please reach out to your financial advisor if you are a client if you would like to receive a copy of that publication directly, though it is also now available for you up on UBS Online Services. Top of the Morning will be back again for you tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everyone.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.